It seems like everyone at my high school knows someone who has dropped out. The people who drop out often don't get a chance to tell their side of the story. We always hear the numbers and percentages, but we never hear the real reason why teens drop out of school. So I was looking for some answers, and I asked my sister Michelle, who dropped out a few years ago and is now back in school, about some of the reasons why she dropped out.
The reason why I dropped out of school was because I had a lot of things going on. I was pregnant with my first baby and working at a grocery store.
Michelle dropped out right after she had her first baby, and it wasn't until later that her counselor worked with her to get her to come back to school. Her counselor made her realize that she should go back to school in order for her to get a good job.
I wasn't going to be able to make it, not knowing that well, my education was going to go from then on. So that's why I decided to go back to school.
So I found out that having a baby might be one reason why teens drop out of school. But I wanted to hear about some other reasons why teens decide to drop out of school. I talked to Mary Berry, the Executive Director of Alternative and Extended Learning Programs for Minneapolis Public Schools.
There's a whole variety of reasons why students leave school. We have students who are parents. We have students who have to care for younger siblings or older relatives. We have students that need to work, students that are homeless, students with language barriers. There's just so many reasons.
No one reached out to my sister Michelle until she already dropped out of school. So what, if anything, is the state doing to help prevent that from happening? I found out that Minnesota was one of the 6 states that recently received money from the National Governors Association to develop ways to prevent students from dropping out. So I asked Mary about these projects.
There's a task force, and there are people that are from Minneapolis that are involved in that. We're looking at both the dropout problem, dropout recovery effort, but also how to keep young people in school so that they don't become dropouts.
Mary also talked about further efforts that the state is making to bring current dropouts back to school.
Well, we have an initiative. It's called We Want You Back. We want our young people to come home to Minneapolis, and we'll work with them on developing a program just for them to help them get their high school diploma. We're planning a huge outreach effort on Saturday, September 11th, that we're hoping we have 1,000 people volunteer to blanket the city of Minneapolis, go door to door, just find out if there's anybody at the home that we're at or anybody that they know that might have had to leave school for whatever reason, to let them know that we want to work with you, we want to help you get your high school diploma so that you can move on and do other things in life.
I asked Mary, how does Minneapolis compare to other cities with high school dropout rates?
I have to tell you, I honestly don't know, and what I can tell you is it's too high. It's too high, and we can do something about it here in Minneapolis, and we want to bring our kids back. We want to have 100% graduation. I mean, so whatever the number is, even if it's 10, it's too many.
I also spoke with Elizabeth Hinz from Minneapolis Public Schools, who deals with homeless and highly mobile students. She shared some information about the rights of homeless students to stay in school.
Understand that kids who are homeless have a really important right under a federal law to remain in school no matter what their living situation is like. They have a right to remain in school, and if they aren't in school, they have the right to immediately be enrolled even without any school records or other identification. We also try to connect youth who are homeless to outside resources like for food and for clothing and for shelter, hopefully. Although there's, you know, I'm sure you know, there's very few beds and shelters for youth in this area.
Mary Berry also gave advice to anyone thinking about dropping out of school.
Don't think short term. Think long term. It might seem that right now, today, the obstacles that are in front of you are insurmountable. Come and talk to us. Tell us what it is that you're dealing with. Let us try to work with you to find a way to stay in school and get your diploma and move on to other things in your life. But to think long term, don't think of the right here and now, which is hard to do, I know.
I found out that the state is really trying their best now to try and help the students to stay in school, and that they want them to finish school with a high school diploma. For KFAI Youth News, I'm Lupe Sayers.